Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. We wanted to start right off today with a story from Sister Elaine S. Dalton, who was recently released as the Young Women General President. And this is from a talk she gave in General Conference, April 2013, entitled, We Are Daughters of Our Heavenly Father. Here's the story in her own words.
When I was in college, I was a member of the BYU International Folk Dancers. One summer, our group had a unique privilege to tour the missions in Europe. It was a difficult summer for me because a few months earlier, my father had unexpectedly passed away. While we were in Scotland, I felt especially alone and became discouraged. We danced at a chapel that night, and then after our performance, we went next door to the mission home. As I proceeded up the walk, I saw a stone placed in a well-kept garden by the gate. On it, I read the words, Whate'er thou art, act well thy part. At that moment, those words went deeply into my heart, and I felt the powers of heaven reach out and give me a message. I knew I was known by a loving Heavenly Father. I felt I was not alone. I stood in that garden with tears in my eyes. Whate'er thou art, act well thy part. That simple statement renewed my vision that Heavenly Father knew me and had a plan for my life, and the Spirit I felt helped me understand that my part mattered. Later, I learned that this saying had once motivated the prophet David O. McKay while he was serving as a young missionary in Scotland. He had seen it on a stone on a building at a discouraging time in his life and on his mission, and the words lifted him. Years later, as the building was being torn down, he made arrangements to obtain the stone and had it placed in the garden at the mission home.
Isn't that a great story? Recently, I found myself in a social situation that put this to the test. A guy that I was interested in and really quite liked invited me over to his house for a dinner and movie gathering that he was hosting with some friends. The night started off great, we're having a nice time, and then they turned on the movie they had selected for the night. It went along okay for a moment, and then I became uncomfortable with the content that they were showing. And I really kind of liked the guy, but I recalled years of Sunday school lessons of what you do in peer pressure situations. It felt kind of funny to be going through it as an adult. Somehow I had the courage to get up and leave. He, of course, never asked me out again, and while that was difficult at the time, it really was worth it. These kinds of moments come to all of us at any age. It can happen at school, it can happen at work, or in a social situation. And Sister Dalton's advice is applicable to all of us. Whate'er thou art, act well thy part. That's great counsel to remember in those kinds of situations that might be a little difficult or might be a little awkward for us. That's the message we wanted to share with you today. Thanks for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled, Who Am I?, featuring Nick Day. Thanks again for being with us and have a great day.
It's easy to forget that everyone makes their own mistakes and everyone's trying as much as they can. It's easy to ignore everything that I need to change, 'cause I'm looking at everybody else instead. If I don't forgive and forget it, then I'm sure I'll regret it in time. So I'll try. Who am I to judge? Who am I to think I know their hearts? Who am I to think I'm right and think that I'm better than they are. Who am I to turn the other way because of the mistakes that someone's made? When I've got mine, who am I? Who am I? It's easy to forget that everyone's hurting just as much. We've all got our problems, we've got our own imperfect ways. It's better to remember that we're all in this together, and our Heavenly Father loves us all the same. So if I don't forgive and forget it, then I'm sure I'll regret it in time. So I'll try. Who am I to judge? Who am I to think I know their hearts? Who am I to think I'm right and think that I'm better than they are? Who am I to turn the other way because of the mistakes that someone's made? When I've got mine, who am I? Who am I? Nobody's perfect, and it's all in the past. Everyone deserves a second chance. Who am I to judge? Who am I to think I know their hearts? Who am I to think I'm right and think that I'm better than they are? Who am I to turn the other way because of the mistakes that someone's made?